So you've heard that using AI can help you save hours, days of your time, change your business, change your life. You're going to do everything more efficiently, quicker, and better. But then you go to use it, and what you get is a load of generic AI slop. And then you're worried about not being taken seriously, people knowing you've used AI and having nothing genuine or authentic or anything that is actually of any worth to you. And then sometimes you spend so long trying to get something good out of AI, and it'd actually been quicker just to do it yourself in the first place. In this episode, I'm going to tell you how I use AI to sound more human and authentic and get things done quicker, and how you can do the same for your workflow, your podcast. Now, there's a lot of negative talk in podcasting about AI. So there's been these companies that are just churning out AI podcasts for the ad revenue. And they're not actually producing any type of podcast themselves. There's barely any human input. It's just based on search terms and quantity over quality. So there's a lot of negativity around it. And there's a little bit more than just typing into ChatGPT or whatever to get something done for you, to get a post written, to get a script written, to get ideas. There's a bit more than just saying, give me this, to get something out of it you want. So I use AI quite a lot, but then there's not much I use, or anything really, that I produce solely with AI. It's all just part of the workflow. Now, when I say I used it to sound more human, so I'm much better at talking than I am at reading and writing, which is why I'm a podcaster. And it's not that I can't write, and when I put my mind to it, I can write quite well. But it takes me a long time, and I get easily bored and distracted from writing, but I can talk and get things talked out quicker than I can write, which I think is fairly common. The thing I find is if I'm trying to write something, so let's for example talk about a LinkedIn post. If I sit and go, I'm going to write a LinkedIn post, go back and forth. If I do it without any AI assistance, I'm going to put so much effort into making it like the perfect LinkedIn post that I end up writing what I think should be written rather than writing what I really think and feel and what's in my head. It's normally using words that I think, oh, maybe I'll use this word. It sounds better. Maybe I'll structure my sentence in a different way because that sounds more professional or what have you. So it ends up sounding very different, like reads very differently to if I just said it. So what I often do is take the transcript from a podcast like this, where I'm unscripted talking, and put it into AI and ask AI to write me a post that is just written exactly as I've said it in the transcript without any AI assistance, without any alterations to my transcript, and just take the words I've used restructure it into a post, which means I end up getting a post that is literally my words and the words I would use if I'm speaking, rather than any thing I've kind of added to make it sound professional or added to make it more LinkedIn-y or what I think people want. It's just more me. So AI has actually assisted me in being more me rather than sounding AI. I actually sound more like a human and more like myself than I would if I wrote it myself. So apply this use case in a lot more things. So whether it's structuring a podcast episode or an Instagram carousel or anything like that, if you're using AI and instructing it to sound just like you, if you your starting point is just talking like this to a camera, then you can tell AI who you are and teach it what to do. Now, I've been sat at my desk today and struggling a bit, probably a bit tired and having some mind blanks, and I actually think better when I'm doing something. And in my last episode, I actually recorded whilst I was gardening, and I was really happy with it. So I thought, I'm just going to go for a walk. And the minute I started walking, it was probably been walking for about 5 minutes, and I started to get a clearer picture of what I wanted to say in this video. And I've been sitting at my desk trying to write it out for an hour. So it was immediately me going, right, okay, yeah, I'll say that. And then now I'm pulling my camera out, hit record, and I'm away, and I'm walking. I mean, it's very windy today, so I've got my wind muff on my little lapel mic. So hopefully the sound is good enough. I've walked up to the woods. It's pretty windy, but it's normally, I know it's quieter up here and less traffic, so you're thinking it's a good place to go. Because what I actually did in the last episode when I was gardening, I treated my audio to remove background noise just as part of my normal workflow when I'm recording in the studio. And when I listened back to it, I was like, I can't actually hear any of the noises of me gardening, which was a lot of the point of it, was the fact you got that atmosphere of I'm actually doing something, but you couldn't really tell. So I'm going to have to work differently on this one. And part of this process, the recording like this, is to be more efficiently and make my workflow easier and simpler, because I am just walking and talking and recording, and I can do things at the same time. So it's a much quicker process than sitting and writing out a script or bullet points, and hopefully it makes for a better episode especially on the video side of things. If you're kind of thinking, how do I make my video more interesting without heavily editing it, then doing something whilst recording is kind of the perfect way, whether that's going for a walk or taking your dog for a walk or going fishing. Even if you just go and sit somewhere, sit on a park bench and record. It's the podcast, very popular podcast I listen to, called Strangers on a Bench. And it's just a guy sat on a bench interviewing strangers, clues in the name. And the sound of people and noises in the background of a park, it just kind of really, really brings something to the audio. So even if you just go and sit on a park bench and record your podcast, it will probably take a bit to get over the self-consciousness of doing it. But once you pass that, and it is just about getting past that, because it doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm walking in somewhere I know there's not many people, probably partly to do with being self-conscious about someone seeing me. But you can just, someone walks up the path near me and just stop talking, walk past them, say hello, and then and carry on walking. So the AI part of my workflow is kind of changed as I've learned more about it over the last few years and developed, and you're kind of constantly training your AI to talk like you and to know your kind of brand and what you want from it. And then, so just delving into AI and saying, I want this, you're not necessarily going to get a good output straight away. So when you're talking about your podcast, your starting point of talking as well as you can on your podcast, as naturally as you can, is the perfect way to train your AI to do everything else in your workflow for you without sounding like AI slot, without sounding like everything else, whether that's producing a carousel for you on Instagram or like the LinkedIn post to talk about, whatever route you're going down, to have that kind of personal message to your followers, to your subscribers, to your clients. You then build that trust with them. So if you're worried about using AI and you're struggling with AI, the starting point is always with you before you even start with AI. And I think a big thing for me when I started was, who am I? What is authentic me? So when I sat and started trying to type into AI and tell it how I wanted it to speak, to how to sound authentic, it was a bit of a dawning moment that do I even know what that is? So for me, I had to just start talking to discover myself and find out, to find that authentic voice and find my voice that I can now use to kind of get myself out there and produce content and everything else that is kind of true to me and myself and what I want to be and what I want to do. So it's all a growing and developing process that is the kind of big reason I love podcasting. So yeah, if you're struggling with the AI, then I would suggest that as a starting point, get that authentic voice, get chatting, get your transcript out and put it into your AI of choice and ask it to learn who you are and base everything else around that. And then it all starts becoming a lot easier and a lot quicker, and that's where you get good stuff out of it and not just the AI slop. Because you don't want a load of stuff that's produced by AI, you just want more of you, done quicker and easier and done well, and it can do that for you. If you want help with this, I can help you. I can help you with your whole workflow and your whole podcast. And I'm currently doing a 14-day reset program. If you'd like to do that and get your podcast working for you and helping you get clients and get what you want out of it, then the link's in the description. Go to elephantmedia.co where you can book your 14-day podcast reset with me. And if you're not sure about anything, connect with me on LinkedIn, send me a message. I'm always open to chat. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, Podcasting Efficiently. Hit subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.